So let us move into a brief meditation as we prepare for Cryon's channel at this beautiful event. And there really is nothing to do. It's simply about relaxing. And so I invite you to close your eyes and focus on your body. What is happening within the cells of your body in this moment? Bring that connection to your body. And then when you're feeling connected in with the cells of your body, focus your awareness on the energy within your feet. And feel, sense, or imagine that connection that we share with the planet underneath us. Feel the energy of Gaia, our beautiful planet that is here in support of us, that is here in partnership with us. And as you feel and sense that energy of the planet in partnership with you, pull that energy up through your body. And move that energy from your feet to your knees, your thighs, through your hips, your abdomen, your chest, your neck, your arms and hands. Allow that energy to travel up through your head and out the top of your head. And imagine that connection that you have out into the cosmos. Connecting in with the energy of the earth, the energy of the stars. And then as you feel that strengthen, that core energy within you strengthen, you may even sense a bubble moving out from you now. And as that bubble of connection expands, it's connecting with other bubbles that are sitting around you in this moment. And so all of our bubbles are connecting with one another. And that connection actually begins to amplify. And so just from sitting here, just from connecting with the energy of the earth and the energy of the stars, you are expanding your bubble beyond the physical body. And as we collect bubbles together, we're creating one big bubble. And if you visualize this room with this one big bubble, that's expanding out even further and connecting with every bubble that's within the hotel. And it is being amplified. And we keep sending out that bubble. That bubble is now moving beyond the hotel, beyond the city, beyond the state, beyond the country. It is now a bubble that encompasses the planet, our beautiful planet here in partnership. And with that bubble of connection, we are now in a beautiful place, postured to receive the loving messages from Cryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Those who have not experienced the channeling before, I invite you to forget everything right now that might interrupt a thought that I'll give you. You are magnificent, all of you, everyone. Dropping all of the thoughts that are not that will put you into a state where you might receive this message in a way that otherwise you would not. There are always those who come to see what it's like and analyze it and look and miss the splendor that is here for you. We invite you to surround yourself in a surreal way with compassion and love that is there. That is your lineage. That is who you are. How many of those in the religious circles or the buildings that you would go to and worship would tell you that you are so worthy to look into the eyes of spirit and say, I know you. You are so worthy to be part of a bigger picture that no one has really told you about, but so many young people now are starting to wake up to. What if there is something bigger than they were ever told about the Creator? What if you could wipe away all of the rules and all the doctrines and start over? And understand that you are born magnificent. And you go from there. Dear ones, right now in this planet, but especially in this country, in this room even, it's about realizing who you are and starting to peel the onion of duality and let all the other things slough off of you slowly as you understand there's a bigger reality, one you didn't expect. It reminds us so many times of the parable I've given and you've heard before of the master artist who looks at the block of granite and decides what to remove in order to create the masterpiece within. And that's who you are. We have said this, especially in these last 2 years, over and over, that you have new tools now. Even though you perhaps have been part of what you have called this new age for years and years, there are tools you didn't expect that enhance what you thought was there. And some of you are not even willing to see that because you're stuck with what you know. And that is part of what my partner is going to talk about today. I would like to talk briefly about four attributes of mastery. One has even been given today. This particular channeling, I know I will repeat. These are new things. Only recently have I given my partner these ideas. There's a profundity here of these attributes. Number one, mastery has peaceful countenance and wisdom and understanding in the midst of turmoil. An attribute of mastery that says that no matter what is happening around you, you have the ability to not be part of it. You are there as part of it because you live in 3D. You're there with a family, perhaps, is in dysfunction or being torn apart. You're there with a community who is recovering with all of the terrific things of horror that they perhaps have seen and didn't expect. And even they, among them, there are those who understand, peace, be still. And they can drop into their heart and in the midst of the turmoil and all of that which is around them, feel the love of God. A love which they own because they are part of it, not coming from the Creator, but coming from within. Dear ones, God resides in you as well as the skies you look above. It's part of the plan. Your soul is a creation of God, and you are in it. That's you. You're not apart from God. And it means that the elements of and attributes of mastery are yours. They're yours to create, understand, develop, let all those things of duality slough away so you can see the mastery within and be able to do some of these things. And when you start doing them, you start to have better health. You start to live longer. You start to understand the elixir of youth. You start to understand the elixir of joy. And all the things that you perhaps have escaped you all your life become far more simple to achieve because you know who you are. That was number one, the ability to stand peaceful, peaceful countenance among all that surrounds you that's turmoil. Number two has already been mentioned. Mastery does not react. Mastery observes. And in the observation of what is going on, looks for compassionate action. That's a hard one. When somebody stands before you and they are upset, or they're saying that you're wrong, or asking you to change, or asking things that would seem like a criticism of you and your life, or how you see things, what's your reaction? Dear ones, the human being at the elemental level is designed for survival. And in a culture, it's not about survival and running from the Bengal tiger as much as it is keeping who you are intact. And when someone comes at you and questions that which you believe, or even worse, calls you names, the instant reaction is defense. Mastery does not react. Mastery observes. Imagine somebody coming up to you and doing something like that, and you do not react at all. And instead, you're observing somebody who perhaps is hurting, realizing right away that they're in trouble or they're upset and has nothing to do with you. But the words coming out of their mouth targeted at you because they're the best they can do to release that which is happening with them. And in that observation, you turn to compassion. And you don't defend, but instead you say to them, I love and respect you for all that you are. You don't apologize for not coming up to their standards. You just love them. How many of you are able to do that? That is mastery. Number three, mastery surrounds itself with light all the time, no matter what. You surround yourself with light before you go to sleep. You surround yourself with light as you wake up, so that everywhere you walk, you push that light before you. And you don't react to things which are then dysfunctional. Surrounding yourself with light is the key to the other two, the first two. When you're always surrounded with that light of the Creator, which is yours to surround yourself with, well, it's yours to do it. You don't then react. And you're peaceful in turmoil. And you have that visualization that you're in a bubble and you're surrounded. And that then allows you to create things that come to you. And in that creation, you will see, are you really creating your own reality, or is it just an illusion? And you realize after many things start coming to you that you didn't expect, you say, I'm creating it, and you're right, because light attracts these things. That's mastery. Number four, the last one. It's one to think about, and I've saved it to last. Mastery rejects, completely rejects, anything that would diminish another person. Any verbiage, any thoughts that would diminish another human being. That means that in a group that you're with, mastery would not then cooperate with gossip, would not feel empowered if they said another person is less than they are. Mastery rejects the idea of diminishing the majesty and the magnificence of any other human being on the planet. And that's something to think about, dear ones, because there are some who their whole lives revolve around diminishing others. And you know it, and you know what I'm talking about. Perhaps you're at a family gathering where that's going to happen, and then it starts happening and you don't join in. It's obviously you don't join in. And they'll look at you and they'll say, "What do you think?" At that moment in time, you choose your words carefully. And you say, "Well, I'm not bothered as much as you are. And I want to see the good in all things, and that's why I'm quiet." It doesn't mean that you're better than they are. You just have an idea that's different. And they may or may not accept it. But that very statement says to them, "I'm not going to do it." Light is attractive to this. There will be those who will come to you and say, "I want what you have. I've seen you work. I've seen with others. I've seen you work with perhaps the clients at work. And what do you have that I don't?" And that's when you get to share what you've found. And what you share is not a doctrine. It is not an evangelical truth that you've learned and studied and have a book. It's the pattern of your life that they're looking at. And they see love, and they see compassion, and maybe they haven't seen it before in a human being, not a book. And that's why you're here. In the midst of all that is here, and the turmoil that is here, you have chosen to sit in these chairs because you know there is something more. To understand that there is light, to start understanding, perhaps, how to achieve it and how to find that beautiful, magnificent statue inside of the block of granite. Perhaps it's the beginning of the rest of your life. I am crying in love with humanity. I'll be back. And so it is.